USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House thinks vaccinations of teachers should be prioritized but not mandated.
The CDC guidelines included a range of mitigation steps, including vaccinations, as recommendations.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, those comments after President Biden admitted that his administration had a miscommunication about his stance on fully opening schools, while Press Secretary Psaki suggested that Biden's goal was to make sure students could return to school on a part-time basis. Biden says he still wants schools to be open 5 days a week by the end of April. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is touring storm damage in Brunswick County after three people died in an EF3 tornado this week, and tributes continuing to come in for conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who passed away earlier today at the age of 70. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mardi Gras was a muted scene in 2021 due to coronavirus cancellations of almost all the festivities New Orleans is famous for this time of year. Bars and restaurants were closed, Bourbon Street blocked off, and there were no parades. Ed Markey is a bar and restaurant owner in New Orleans. He tells Fox News he's shutting down his business until summer.
The bad part about it is, at this level of control that they're putting on everything, I don't see it ending anytime this year. It was a very difficult decision to make it, but I got to the point where it's, with all the pressure and anxiety of dealing with this, I just need a break. I needed a break.
Ash Wednesday looking different today due to the coronavirus. The Vatican is asking priests to forego the traditional practices of individual blessings and the smudge of ash on each congregant's forehead. Rush Limbaugh, conservative talk radio pioneer, has died from lung cancer. He was 70. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to news of a new commission being put forth by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11 style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's Sergeant at Arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the Sergeant of Arms, and the Sergeant of Arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumed, and the understanding is, the Sergeant of Arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House, he would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested, and given them the information and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is facing possible censure after voting to convict former President Donald Trump of incitement of insurrection. Speaking with reporters after returning from her home state, the Alaska Republican says she stands her ground over the vote she cast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.